This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Matthew. Stage is set for voting for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections today in 88 constituencies spread over 12 states and the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir. Voting will also take place for the remaining part of Outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency. The seats going for polls today are all 20 seats in Kerala, 14 in Karnataka, 13 seats in Rajasthan, 8 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 6 in Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Assam and Bihar, 3 seats each of West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 seat each in Manipur, Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir. The polling for Betul parliamentary constituency of Madhya Pradesh, which was scheduled in the second phase, has been postponed for the third phase due to demise of BSP candidate. Campaigning for this phase ended on Wednesday. A total of 1,202 candidates, along with 4 candidates from the Outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency, are in the fray in this phase. Voting will begin at 7 a.m. and end at 6 p.m. Polling time has been extended till 6 p.m. in many poll stations in Banka, Madhepura, Khagaria and Munger constituencies in Bihar to facilitate voters in hot weather conditions. Over 16 lakh polling officials will welcome over 15.88 crore voters across 1.67 lakh polling stations. Our correspondent reports that 34.8 lakh first-time voters are registered to cast their votes in this phase. Some of the prominent candidates whose political fate will be sealed in the EVMs today are Congress leader Rahul Gandhi from Wayanad in Kerala, CPI's Annie Raja also contesting from Wayanad, Union Minister Rajiv Chandrasekhar from Thiruvananthapuram, Congress leader Shashi Tharoor also from Thiruvananthapuram, Tejasvi Surya of BJP from Bengaluru South, Hema Malini of BJP from Mathura. Other key candidates are BJP's Arun Govil from Meerut, ex-Karnataka CM H.D. Kumaraswamy from Mandya and Pappu Yadav from Purnia. 13 of 25 Lok Sabha seats of Rajasthan will go to polls today. In Bihar, polling will be held in 5 Lok Sabha constituencies of Kishanganj, Katihar, Purnia, Bhagalpur and Banka. Polling will conclude before normal time in Naxal-affected areas of Katoria and Belhar in Banka parliamentary constituency. The Election Commission has curtailed polling time from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. in LWE-infested area. In West Bengal, voting will take place in Darjeeling, Balurghat and Raiganj, witnessing multi-cornered contest. 13 assembly segments of Outer Manipur parliamentary constituency spread across 8 districts will go to polls today from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tripura East parliamentary constituency, where the polling will be held today, there are more than 16,000 Ruriang voters who were displaced from Mizoram and have been residing mainly in Dalai, North Tripura and parts of South Tripura districts. Filing of nominations for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections ended last evening. Scrutiny of nomination papers will be taken up today and candidates can withdraw names by the 29th of this month. 96 Lok Sabha seats spread over 9 states and a union territory will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of next month. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address 2 public meetings in Araria and Munger in Bihar today in support of NDA candidates. First rally will be held at Forbesganj Airport Ground in Araria parliamentary constituency. He will hold the second public meeting at Safia Sarai Airport Ground in Munger parliamentary constituency. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni yesterday and thanked her for inviting him to the G7 summit in June. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 35 runs at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad last night. Chasing the target of 207 runs, Sunrisers Hyderabad were restricted to 171 for 8 in the stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of the news bulletin.